Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, welcome to another fantastic episode of the Silsila, The Early Echo. Wherever you are in the world, we are hoping that you are safe and sound and that your family is also safe and sound. When you make dua for yourself, for your family, remember your community, your society as well, and remember the ummah out there that is suffering, maybe because of the financial crisis that is in their life, maybe some medical sickness and problems that are there, spiritual problems that are there. Make dua for the protection of all the Muslims, especially those who are suffering at the hands of the oppressors. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them protection and accept their sacrifices as well. Ameen bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are going to be discussing about desires of a person and how desires can lead to destruction if it is not kept in check. If there's no check and balances, if the balance is off because a person submits to the nafsul ammara, the nafs, the desires which are constantly commanding that person to fulfill desires which are against the Sharia, the Islamic sacred law, this ultimately will bring a person to their ruin and to destruction as well. Before that, let's make some good intentions. Let's remember the beautiful hadith, Niyatul Mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. Let's make the good intentions. Oh Allah Azza wa Jal, I am watching, I am listening to the Silsila of Madani Channel for your rida, for your pleasure and happiness, for the pleasure of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'm here to seek ilmul deen, knowledge of deen. What I learn, I will try to practice and convey this message to others as well, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. The Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, whoever recites salat durood upon me one time, Allah Azza wa Jal writes the reward of one qirat. And that one qirat written for him, that is equal to the mount of Uhud. Allahu Akbar. I'm sure you may have seen maybe a picture, or maybe physically you have gone to Makkah, Medina, and you have seen the mountain Uhud, subhanallah, how huge it is. And you can picture and think about reciting one Durood Sharif. What reward is in store? Do it with love. Do it with sincerity to please Allah and His Rasul, Azza wa Jalla wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then the person will be greatly rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world, the grave, and the hereafter as well, inshaAllahu Azza wa Jalla. From desires to destruction, this is what we are going to be talking about today. Before that, let's listen to a very beautiful kalam. From the beautiful kalams out there, don't go anywhere, we'll be right back. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Taiba se lautna, kisi aashik se poochhiye. Taiba se lautna, kisi aashik se poochhiye. Aisa lage ki rooh badan se guzar gayi. Aisa lage ki rooh badan se guzar gayi.
Hum madine se Allah kyun aa gaye, qalbe haira ki taski wahi reh gayi. Jaan wahi reh gayi, khamoshi उसी दर पे अपनी जबी रह गई।
अल्लाह अल्लाह वहाँ का दुरूद व सलाम, अल्लाह अल्लाह वहाँ का सुजूद व क़याम, अल्लाह अल्लाह वहाँ का दुरूद व सलाम, अल्लाह अल्लाह वहाँ का सुजूद व क़याम, अल्लाह अल्लाह वहाँ का वो कैफ़े दवाम, अल्लाह अल्लाह वहाँ का वो कैफ़े दवाम, वो सलाते सुकून आफरी रह गई।
हम मदीने से अल्लाह क्यों आ गए, कल्बे हैरा की तस्की वही रह गई।
जिस जगह सजदारे जी की लज़त मिली, जिस जगह हर कदम उनकी रहमत मिली, जिस जगह सजदारे जी की लज़त मिली, जिस जगह हर कदम उनकी रहमत मिली, जिस जगह नूर रहता है शामो सहर, जिस जगह नूर रहता है शामो सहर, वो फलक रह गया वो जमी रह गई।
दिल वही रह गया जान वही रह गई, हम उसी दर पे अपनी जबी रह गई।
पढ़ के नसर मिन अल्लाही फतहुन करीब, जब हुए हम रवासुए कुए हबीब, पढ़ के नसर मिन अल्लाही फतहुन करीब, जब हुए हम रवासुए कुए हबीब, बरकतें रहमतें साथ चलने लगी, बरकतें रहमतें साथ चलने लगी, बेबसी जिंदगी की यहीं रह गई।
हम मदीने से अल्लाह क्यों आ गए, कल्बे हैरा की तस्की वही रह गई।
याद आते हैं हम को वो शामो सहर, वो सुकून दिलों जानो रूहो नजर, याद आते हैं हम को वो शामो सहर, वो सुकून दिलों जानो रूहो नजर, ये उन्हीं का کرم ہے انہی کی عطا, یہ انہی کا کرم ہے انہی کی عطا. ایک کیفیت دل نشین رہ گئی, کاش بہزاد آتے نہ ہم لوٹ کر. زندگانی وہیں کاش ہوتی بسر, کاش بہزاد آتے نہ ہم لوٹ کر.
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. سبحان اللہ عز و جل, اللہ عز و جل take us for Hajj and Umrah time and again. Take us to visit Medina Sharif, Aqsa Sharif time and again. Amin. Bijahi khatam al-nabiyyin صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. Desires of an individual, of a human being, such a thing that it continues to increase. Desires continue to increase unless a person keeps it in check. And what are following and submitting to one's desires? We all know the nafsul ammara, the carnal desires, the ego, the self, that I, you know who I am? These feelings, these emotions, that is present in all of us. We, the common people, many of us, unfortunately, submit to the demands of those desires, of the nafsani desires, the carnal self, the ego, and that leads to a person to become proud or to display arrogance or many other negatives in their life. What does it mean to obey and to follow the desires? According to Islamic teachings, if a person submits to his desires and does not worry whether it is permissible or not permissible, this is defined as following the desires. The person feels that the end justifies the means, meaning what I want to attain, what I want to achieve, what I want to get. Whatever I do, I'm justified because I need to do this to get there. Even if it means on trampling on other people because of my ambition, to trample on other people to climb the corporate ladder so I get to the top. I get to the top of the mountain, and in the process, the desire. I need to become number one. I need to become perfect. Perfection is a dead end. We can never truly achieve perfection. Maybe relative perfection, yes. But if you're just going to violate the rights of others in order to move ahead, In order to get to the top, there's accountability for this. Because you're going to hurt people. Physically, you are going to hurt them. Emotionally, psychologically, verbally. Don't you see it? All these comedians out there, if they do not use vulgarism and obscenity, they're not funny anymore. And they're just sidelined. So in order to compete with the others to get to the top, they submit to their desires, make up stories, talk lies, deceive people. Even so many influences out there with the get-rich-quick schemes. Vulgarism is part and parcel of who they are. Obscenities is part and parcel of who they are. You'll see it, you'll hear it. You minus that and they feel that, you know what, I'm useless, I cannot express myself properly. It shows, because that what is coming out is what is in their mind and heart. A dirty heart, a dirty mind will spew out obscenities, vulgarism, immorality, and all of this filth. And they will be accountable. When they die, what's going to happen? Yes, they'll make people laugh. And just fulfilling the desires in order to get more likes, more followers, more subscriptions, so they monetize their channels and get something out. They don't worry. Following the desires. And following the desires will only lead to loss in this world and in the hereafter as well. Only those who are intelligent to understand this will do their best to control the desires and to do things so that the desires submit to you. The great grand master of the Qadiriyya spiritual order, Sayyiduna Abu Qasim, Junayd al-Baghdadi, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi. He says, one night, I became very restless. I preoccupied myself with worshipping Allahu Azza wa Jal, but I didn't have any inner peace. That night was a strange night. I'm not finding sukoon and tranquility. I tried my best to concentrate and pay full attention to my ibadah with extreme humility, with the presence of my heart, but I still could not succeed in my efforts. I then began to recite the glorious Quran, and yet I couldn't concentrate. I couldn't achieve inner peace. I wondered, what could be the reason for this? That I'm not able to concentrate on my ibadat and my worships? And why did I lose my inner peace? Eventually, in the last part of the night, he decides to put his shawl on his shoulders and he leaves the house. He goes outside. He walks for some distance. Remember, it's late at night. He walks for some distance and he says, I see a person wrapped in a shawl. I approach him and he raised his head towards me and he asked me, why are you so worried? Has judgment day begun? I asked, has the fixed day of judgment day come? The person replied, no. But I'm just asking if you are going to attain inner peace because of worrying. Will worrying grant you inner peace? The person is telling Sayyiduna Junayd al-Baghdadi, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi. I replied that, yes, I have come out of my house to try and attain some peace of my heart. And to find out why I don't have that inner peace tonight. I then asked that person, tell me, do you need anything from me? He answered, yes, I do need something from you. I asked him, tell me what you need. He replied, O Abu Qasim, tell me, is there any situation in which the disease itself becomes the cure, the medicine? Listen carefully. When you oppose the desires of your nafs, all diseases of the heart will be removed. And so the same diseases themselves will become the medicine. Having heard this, the man took a sigh of relief and he said, I have received this very same answer tonight 7 times. But I desired to listen to this answer from you. By the grace of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this desire of mine has been fulfilled. And I have heard the answer to my question from your tongue. Saying this, the person left and he was never seen again. Something for us to think here, to think about, that what an excellent prescription it is for the diseases of the heart. Sayyidina Abu Qasim Junayd Baghdadi rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, a great wali and scholar of the Qadiriyya spiritual order, Qadiriyya Razawiyya spiritual Sufi order, what he gave to him, his madani pearls and gems, something so simple about opposing the desires of the nafs. Subhanallah. Opposing the desires, opposing the nafs will help one to reach great spiritual heights. And satisfying the desires will only bring loss in one's life. The beloved master, the last prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, 3 things bring destruction. Number one, being obsessed with greed, hirs. 2, following carnal desires. And number 3, a person's act of feeling proud of himself. Now I want you to ask yourself, and I need to ask myself, am I plagued with any of these epidemics? Because these are epidemics. It's widespread and prevalent in our societies. The greed for more, the greed for gain. Oh, you know what? My neighbor's bought the latest car straight from the shop. See it out of the box. Oh, see, they're buying this. We need to also. You don't need to. But what my nafs desires is demanding of me, am I fulfilling that? Am I following that? Am I proud of myself? No matter how far up I have reached in the societal ladder, do I think I'm better than others? If a person has these thinkings of superiority complex and thinking of others as inferior, it shows who the person truly is, the filth and the muck that is within their hearts and minds. Subhanallah. So watch this. The nafs can destroy one if we submit, if we satisfy what it desires. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu states in Surah Maryam, verse 59, translation from Ganjul Iman. Then after them came the unworthy successors who wasted prayer and followed their desires. So soon they will encounter the valley Ghai in Jahannam, in the hellfire. The great scholar, Allama Sheikh Jalaluddin Suyuti Ash-Shafi'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, has reported that Sayyidina Uqba bin Amir radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, soon the people of the book and the people of Lebanon will be destroyed from my ummah. Alhamdi asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who are the people of the book? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, those who learn the book so that they quarrel with true believers through it. And then humbly asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who are the people of Lebanon? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, Allahu Akbar, the people of Lebanon, those who satisfy their desires and waste their salah. Allahu Akbar. Think about it. Am I one who falls in this category? Seriously, sincerely ask yourself these questions. Do I submit to my desires to the evil whisperings of Shaitan, Iblis, the cursed and humiliated one? Or am I one who submits to the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Sayyiduna Ibn Ash'ath radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent a wahi, a revelation to Sayyiduna Dawood ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. Undoubtedly, the hearts which are connected to the desires of the world are away from me. Is my heart connected to the desires of the world? Or do I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala profusely for what He has given me, what He has granted me? We have so much more than so many other people out there. You will acknowledge this, I will acknowledge this. That when it comes to dunyawi, worldly things, we are commanded, we are advised to look at the people who have less than us. If I've got a vehicle, no matter what model it is, look at the one who doesn't. Instead of the one who has an SUV or who has a very expensive luxury vehicle. If I have a home, a place where I can rest, a bed to sleep upon, look at the person who is homeless and sleeping on the streets. So in this way, we can balance things out and not desire for the things of others. Subhanallah. Look at the wastage of food. One of the main reasons a person fulfills their desires is overeating. Filling the belly. One of the worst things a person can fill to the brim is the stomach, is the belly. Overeating is something which is condemned in Islam. Yes, eat sufficient so that you get enough energy to do ibadat, to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't eat till the food gets right to the top and then you need to take it all out. And don't waste either. We see it today. We see the mass wastage that is taking place of natural resources, of water, drinkable water, of food. You just have to do a cursory look at social media. People on one side are starving, don't have food, don't know where the next meal is coming from. And on the other side, you have these gluttons, these greedy people. In a sense, you don't know whether to laugh at them or to cry, because to feel sorry for them. And they have challenges. If you can eat all of this whole plate full of food, you get it for free. How much they stuff themselves up. And look at the different experiments that they do. For fun, to get likes, to get subscriptions, to get followers. Just for that wastage of resources. The next time you see a video where they are wasting resources, recognize it, that these are truly foolish people, that the world is suffering, people are suffering, people don't have food. And look how much of wastage these people are doing just to get likes, just to get one thing, especially, besides money, attention. So the attention seekers are there. Like, if you like this video, then like and follow and hit the bell button and subscribe. Attention seekers. That's what it is. That's what it's all about. The sad thing is sometimes you go to Islamic programs and you'll see wastage there as well. You'll see rice on the table, rice on the floor, crumbs of roti or bread. Who cares? What's going to happen to that? So all going to be wrapped up, thrown in the bin. The disrespect, the utter wastage. Allah. When are people going to learn? Why don't people realize? I mean, we have so much. We don't need to stuff ourselves up thinking that, oh, you know, when I'm going to eat next. We know when we're going to eat next. The large majority of us, we cook for 2 days, 3 days. We cook 2-3 different dishes, maybe more. But there are people out there that they don't know where the next meal is coming from. They're truly poor, miskeen, faqir. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Another reason for a person to submit to their own desires is that they don't take accountability for their actions and deeds and their words. They don't tread the path of reformation. They don't sit in the company. We don't sit in the company of pious, wise people who have correct Islamic beliefs. When last did I ask myself, what have you done today? You know, one of the great blessings and benefits of Dawat-e Islam, and if you are associated with this environment, you'll understand. If not, don't waste time. Life is too short. Get involved, and believe me, once you get involved, the only regret you're going to have is, why did I not join sooner? Because there's constant empowerment. There are constant reminders to prepare for the grave and the hereafter. There's constant motivation to control the nafsul ammara. Constant motivation to establish your 5 daily salas towards reciting the glorious Quran, reciting salawat and durood-e paak, istighfar, dhikrullah. Constant motivation towards seeking knowledge of deen to develop yourself. And that's one thing you must never stop. Self-development. Cradle to the grave. Never stop that. The best investment that you can make is in yourself. Best investment. Don't think, you know what, I've been to madrasa, I've been to jamia, I've been to university and college and I read all the time. No. Consider yourself as an empty cup. Because only an empty cup can be filled with wisdom, with knowledge. We have a short clip. We'll be right back. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Islam is very beautiful religion and it protects rights of all individuals, especially the poor, the needy and the widow. I would like to share a beautiful hadith mentioned in Sahih al-Bukhari. It has been mentioned that the person who makes efforts to help widows and the poor is similar to the one who performs jihad in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or he is similar to the one who worships in the night and observes fasts during the day. Did you listen? The reward of helping the widow, helping the needy, the poor. It's not that we can attain such status alone performing certain deeds only. But there are certain good deeds mentioned. If one who does them, he gets the reward of that deed, which is apparently very hard and difficult. As we learned, if we look after the poor, the needy, we help the widow, we can attain the reward of the person who strives in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who fights in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who worships in the night and fasts during the day. If you have got in your locality any widow, any needy, any poor who needs your attention, who needs your help, why not come forward? Help them, support them, and earn this huge amount of reward. Alhamdulillah, Dawat Islami's welfare division, FGRF, is serving the community, especially the needy, the poor, widows, and many who are in need, less fortunate. You can also help your Dawat Islam, help FGRF to support and help those that are in need. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi وسلم.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. ما شاء الله عز وجل. Some excellent Madani Pearls Day. The fourth Khalifa of Islam, the fourth successor of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, Sayyidina Mawla Ali كرم الله تعالى وجهه الكريم, once addressed the people and said, "O people, I fear most of you that you may follow your carnal desires, that you may follow your carnal desires and have high hopes, because high hopes makes a person forget the hereafter." Allahu Akbar. And obedience to carnal desires leads a person astray. He said, "Be careful. Undoubtedly, the world will deceive you. And surely, the hereafter is about to approach, and there are people who want both." He further says that today is the time of action. The famous saying, "Today is the time of action, no accountability. And tomorrow," meaning the Day of Judgment, "there will be accountability, but no opportunity for action." What seeds am I planting in this world? This world, this earth, this dunya, which is a prison for the believer. When the third Khalifa of Islam, the third successor of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyiduna Uthman al-Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, was asked as to why he would cry bitterly when he would see a grave, he radiyallahu ta'ala anhu replied, "I imagine my loneliness in the grave. I imagine my loneliness because nobody from amongst the people will be with me in the grave." Allahu Akbar. He further says, "The grave is a paradise for that person whose world is like a prison, and it is a prison for that person whose world is like a paradise." So, is this world like a prison for me or a paradise? From that, I can get some understanding of what I'm going to get in the grave. If I live as a prisoner, meaning I submit to the will of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and obey His commands and the commands of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it is like a prison. Do's, don'ts, restrictions are all around. But then, if you did that, your grave becomes like a paradise. What do you want? What do I want? Ask ourselves. These questions you must ask ourselves. Pose it to yourself. Look at yourself in front of in the mirror and ask yourself, what do you want? Do you want comfort in the grave? Ask yourself, do you want salvation on the Day of Judgment? These are the things to do, which we must include in our bucket list. We include everything else, all materialistic things on our bucket list. How many things have I included on there with regards to overpowering and controlling my desires? My desires. Think about it. Because very soon, we're all going to be gone. Who's going to worry about us? Who's going to remember us? Who's going to make dua for us? Who's going to send Isal al-Thawab to us? Subhanallah, subhanallah. Something for us to think about. It's a legacy that we need to leave behind. Islamic teachings, Islamic values. This we need to leave behind for the next generation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in Surah An-Nazi'at, verses 40 and 41, translation from Kanzul Iman, "And as for he who feared to stand before his Lord and prevented his soul from illicit desire, so indeed only paradise is his abode." May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us understanding and enthusiasm to tread on the path of subduing and controlling the nafs and not allowing the nafs to control us. Until next time, keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.